For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Segment 2 is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming. Today we highlight Laney Stukenholtz at Stukenholtz Farms in Nebraska City. Call Laney and the team at 402-414-7515, a part of the Beck's Hybrids team.
Just incredible when you see the infrastructure of Beck's. They're everywhere. They have the
infrastructure.
It's everywhere. I mean, every place you go, you see the signs like that. But now you've got these guys selling seed all over the state, and it's like every 6 miles, they've dominated, taken over the state, came in here.
Part of our fabric.
Part of our fabric now. Thank you, Trevor. Very important. Thank you.
Part of our fabric. Look at the fabric of Jake's shirt.
Yeah. Someone on the YouTube chat said they liked the shirt today.
I like it.
It's a Friday shirt, isn't it?
Is that a Friday shirt?
It's like a weekend here, you know.
Like a shower curtain. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Sweet 16 began last night, and it was a high-scoring night. The first game of the night, we knew the over-under was high. It blew that out of the water. Alabama beats BYU 113-88. Alabama had 100 points with 6 minutes to go in the game. Alabama was 25 of 51 on three-pointers in this game.
That is amazing.
It was an absolute offensive clinic by both teams, but more by Alabama. Obviously.
I'm going to say they had 10 threes from about 6 to 8 feet behind the arc.
Mark Sears.
Yeah, he made 10.
He was 10 for 16.
He's 10 for 16.
There's a lot of guys that can't do that from the free throw line.
No, he's really good.
10 for 16 with no one out there, no defense.
Hard. Yeah. First team All-American.
All-American. 34 points, 8 assists to become the first player in NCAA tournament history to have 8 threes and 8 assists in a game. They made it look easy. Yeah. Like, they made it look easy.
They did.
Wow. Alabama just caught a heater. You know how that goes. It doesn't, they don't always shoot like that. You know how it is. BYU just caught him on a bad night.
If I'm BYU, I'm going back to the hotel, grab a nice meal, milkshakes, everything, enjoying it. This looks like going on. It happens.
I'm serious.
Bill said this during the break. I mean, BYU scores 88 points and loses by 25 in regulation.
Kenny Smith said that BYU didn't play poorly.
Yeah, I didn't. When we were watching, it wasn't like, what are they doing? I don't know what you say when they shoot 50% from three and hoist that many. It's unbelievable.
You just can't keep up with that, right? No.
Ron's got him picked. My dad's got him picked as the winner.
He picked Alabama,
which I thought was a great pick. They're because scary. It's a little off the – not a lot of Alabama picks to win it.
No.
So it's a good to have one. At all. A little bit off, but could they win it? Yes.
Yeah.
So they get – imagine this. I think isn't the next game Alabama-Duke?
It is. Because Duke –
I mean, you want to see some fun? Alabama-Duke?
Oh, God.
So Duke,
both Bama and Duke scored 100 points. Duke had 100 in a 193 win over Arizona. I mean, Bama beats BYU 113-88. Those are both two high-scoring teams. That is going to be an entertaining game. Alabama, the one versus the two seed, that is going to be awesome.
Duke is a wow in general.
Yep. Cooper Flagg last night, a great performance. They had 30 points, and he's the first freshman to do 35-5, which was
He looked really good.
5 or 6 rebounds and 7 assists and 30 points last night.
Duke versus Arizona. I did watch that game. I got home in time. We had to do some stuff when we got back here, but I watched the first half of that. What became apparent? Arizona's a 4 seed. I just thought Duke was so much better.
They looked
so much better.
Duke looks like the efficiency of it. Everything they do is efficient. Everything they do. You never watch them going like, man, they're out of whack.
No.
Man, they're all out of whack.
No.
Every good team you see, you go, man, they're out of whack. Nope.
They are something to watch. And again, I am not taken away from Arizona. Arizona's really good.
Yeah. They are.
They're really good.
Caleb, Love had like 35.
He did have 35. He played great.
Yeah, and they played well. That's the thing. It wasn't like Duke ran off. Yeah. They didn't. Arizona played really well, but I never thought Duke would lose.
No, never thought that.
I never thought Duke would lose. They're just too good. They have a guy named, is it Knippel?
Yes, freshman. Three freshmen they start.
We all know who he is. Jake doesn't. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Knippel?
Knippel's really good.
Yeah.
God, he can
really
shoot.
He get 20 points.
Yeah.
He can shoot it. Man.
They're efficient. And the thing that they, it's hard to say right away, well, hang on, Arizona had 90-some points. They defend. They defend. They defend really well. Arizona, again, played really well.
Caleb Love is
35 points.
Tell me that you want Caleb Love's a surefire NBA guy, right? Surefire.
He played the entire game, by the way, all 40 minutes.
All 40 minutes.
All 40.
Yeah.
All 40 minutes.
He is Caleb a beauty. Love. He is really good. Now, he's not Cooper Flagg, though. Cooper Flagg's a freak.
The other two games yesterday, Maryland falls to Florida 87-71. And it was very odd because I don't have the audio, but post game, you know, the rumor's been Kevin Willard, are you going to Villanova? He said, I don't know what I'm doing right now. He said, I wish I could. He said, I don't know what I'm doing right now is what he said in post game.
You know what happened, though?
Will he have another press conference where he talks about the faults of, and just say, I don't know, right now we're just hoping we get a meal for our team after the game.
No, here's the deal.
We did play that the other day.
There was a very awkward moment yesterday when they were, there was a send-off for Maryland. They're getting on the bus, and the Maryland fans booed Willard.
I missed that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they booed him.
They just want him out of there.
There's rumors he's going to Villanova.
Yes.
And maybe it's the stuff he has said, but it doesn't sound like Maryland had much of a chance to win that game from what people – I just was asking people last night. They're like, no, it wasn't worth watching.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well, just put yourself in the shoes right here if you're just Nebraska. And one of the coaches went on before the NCAA tournament and said the things that were said.
Why did you do that?
I don't know, but it was horrible. It's like he was trying to make a, hey, I'm going to get this stuff. I want things to get fixed. He doesn't have an AD. But the commentary, if that would have happened here or other places, at any place of some sort of like traditional rich college,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd be appalled. You'd be appalled at the conversation that happened. Well, they're going into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing talking about we couldn't have a meal in New York City? It's like, what are you doing?
It was odd. And again,
it was terrible.
Again, saying in post game that I don't know what I'm doing next is bizarre also
booed.
Last night.
Booed.
And by the way, this is a quick headline from Florida, from the AP about the game. It says, Florida's three standout seniors and its deep bench kept bringing energy and the Crab Five could not keep up.
Oh. Well, at one point in time, Jake, the bench score for Florida was 28 and Maryland was 0. One time, and Jake brought this. Now, Jake also had him losing the first round.
I did. Yeah, so easy now.
They almost lost the second round to CSU, but they did. Maryland's bench
almost
scored,
lost.
I know. Maryland's bench scored 3 points last night.
They
got to three in an 87-71 loss. This is
your moment.
The last game of the night was an epic comeback. Texas Tech trailed by 16 points halfway through the second half.
10 minutes to go.
61-45 they trailed.
God.
But they win in overtime. They come back, force OT, and beat Arkansas and John Calipari 85-83. Texas Tech and Florida is the matchup in the Elite Eight.
Surprised. I wonder if Sankey met him in the hallway. Like, what are we doing? We're up 16. What are we doing?
Blew this Calipari.
We needed you guys in the Elite Eight.
You blew a 13-point lead with 4:43 to go.
Yeah.
That's
what? Think about that.
That's even worse.
How do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
What?
It was really very simple like that. With what happened was they couldn't get the ball.
Okay.
They got out rebounded so bad. There's someone staring at us.
Who? That's right. Hey.
Oh,
Ellie. Front door. That's a jerky. Smoking that's Ryan. Gun. Over no. This way.
Yes.
That's Ryan. Yeah, he's getting the jerky for
oh,
today.
Nice.
Sorry.
But anyway, they couldn't get the ball. They got out rebounded like by 13 on offensive board. I mean, it was incredible. Jeez. I'm watching it, and they couldn't get the ball. They just got outworked. And then there was a play late that cost them the game. There was a play late. They're up six, they being Arkansas.
Okay. Still up six.
And they get the rebound, very laissez-faire with the ball. Uh-huh. And someone runs around, grabs it. They get a jump ball with probably a minute 30 to go or something like that. Boom, text ball. Boom, possession. Boom, inbounds, three. Game on.
Bill, you mentioned the rebounds, Bill. Yeah, Texas Tech, 22 offensive rebounds. Arkansas, just 11.
Yeah,
double them up on the board.
They got smashed. They got absolutely. If they go back and look, see what was the one thing? Rebounding, and they got worked. They got out-hustled. They got completely out-hustled, and they just kind of wanted the game to be over.
So Tech gets Florida now.
Yes. Tonight's games will be Ole Miss and Michigan State. That's at 6:09 on CBS, the 2 versus the 6 seed. For the third time this year, we'll have Tennessee and Kentucky, which Kentucky has won the first two games of that. That'll be at 6:39 on TBS. Is that right or not? Kentucky has won the first two?
Yes. That's correct.
No.
Oh, God. I got written down right here. Kentucky 2-0 versus Tennessee this season.
That's right. Okay.
Mark Pope is 2-0 versus Tennessee this season. Yes.
At 8:39 on CBS, you have 5-seed Michigan and 1-seed Auburn. And the nightcap at 9:09 on TBS, Purdue and Houston. Do you think we see anywhere near as high-scoring games tonight as we saw last night?
I don't know if they will
be. No.
Let's think about this.
I'm going to say
Let's
no.
Think about this. Actively think about it. Definitely Ole Miss and Michigan State, no, right?
No. That won't be high. Should be that
Michigan
high
State pushes. I don't know what Ole Miss does.
Hey, one fun story to go back on it. And I saw someone had mentioned it. When they showed, maybe it was from the side of the court that they showed, but that Texas Tech game was incredible. And there was nobody on the at the game on behind the benches.
I noticed
there
that.
Was nobody.
Why? What's going on?
They're in seats that are they're the gorgeous seats. Yeah. They're the beautiful seats. There's no one there. It was like what an atmosphere. I mean, it was so the Arkansas. You know, you have those nine. You have 30 coaches, right?
Yes. Yep.
Well, 10 of the Arkansas ones were sitting in the stands right behind the bench. Mm-hmm. They were the ones right behind it. And there was nobody there.
I don't know where that was. Where was that?
And I don't know where that game was. The other one was in New Jersey. I always want to say the
Newark.
Remember when we used to watch that, Steve? In the Meadowlands.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that was great when they used to say that.
The Meadowlands.
That game was in San Francisco last night.
Yeah, so there wasn't San many Francisco. People there?
No.
Courtside.
And also, like that,
I know it's a lot of empty seats, too.
And I get you have to move things around. When's the last time you're going, like, where do you just want to go see some, where just grabs you is basketball.
San Francisco.
That's where I want to go. I want to. That's just the spot, man.
Well, hold on, San Francisco.
Hold on.
I want to defend it a little bit. That's the Warriors.
What's that?
That's the Warriors.
Does it grab you as a college place?
No.
San Francisco at all?
No.
The Dons? That's the one team. I mean, Dons. I mean, what are we doing?
I'm playing Cochran here, Johnny Cochran. I'm losing.
I knew right away when they said they're going to San Francisco. I'm going like. I'm like that's where we're playing this at. And guess what? They didn't disappoint.
Nope.
San Francisco let people know zero interest.
We don't
in
care.
This.
It's a good point. Wonder why they go there. Wonder what the how the selection works. Why wouldn't you go to traditional places?
Just a little bit. I mean, it's San Francisco.
It's odd. I'm with you on that. Is Newark a little odd?
Yeah, there's been some classic ones there. I mean, in New Jersey, that's the thing.
You're all right
there. Isn't that Christian Leitner, Kentucky?
Ooh.
I think that was in the Meadowlands, I believe.
I think it was. You know more than you let on.
You'd be surprised at what I don't know. You'd be shocked.
Sometimes I'm surprised at what you do know.
My level of lack of intelligence is very high.
When we come back, song of the day and time for Aging Gracefully next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.